This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Whether Aurora should privatize its public defenders is a question before City Council tonight. CPR's Lauren Antonoff-Hart reports.
Aurora officials are collecting bids from law firms to see if the city can reduce costs, but some council members worry this change could hurt vulnerable clients. Democrat Allison Coombs is behind a resolution to pause bidding.
An entity that is paid a flat fee per case is not motivated to zealously advocate for their client, which is supposed to be the role of a defender. They are instead motivated to complete their contractual obligation in the least amount of time possible.
The Aurora Public Defender's Office has a budget just over $2 million. I'm Lauren Antonoff-Hart, CPR News.
Lakewood police are looking for the driver who killed a Paralympic athlete in a hit and run Friday. Terry Engdahl was an award-winning para-fencer with the Denver Fencing Center, where he competed in a wheelchair. Nathan Anderson is the center's head coach and owner. He says Engdahl was always ready to face anybody in the room.
One of those athletes was never down. Like, if he was fencing, he was happy.
The Lakewood police say the driver was in a 2014 Chevy Camaro. It likely has significant front-end damage and a missing headlight. The license plate is DWB-P87. Watch for temperatures cooling down tonight as a winter storm begins to impact the mountains. This is CPR News.